Good day and welcome. I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you today's financial services news wrap from Financial Services Online. First, we turn to a concerning note from Schroders in the wake of lingering global trade tensions. Investors, both consumer and business, are cautioned to be wary as we sail on the rough seas of economic uncertainty. With an eye on the less than ideal mix of stable inflation and a possible steepening yield curve in the United States, the ripples are felt here at home in Australia. Moreover, the recently surprising monetary policy by the Reserve Bank and a growing gap between asset prices and the actual economic climate raise more flags. Schroders experts mark the upcoming August reporting season as a crucial crossroad for future economic trends. Overvaluation bogeys like the Your Future, Your Super regime, passive investing, and significant index valuations are areas of concern. However, it's not all gloom, as they suggest a disciplined approach, exploring the opportunity in undervalued areas like energy and materials while steering away from overpriced assets. In the backdrop, Australia's robust corporate credit and cash flow stability seem to offer some buoyant wind in our economic sails. We shift gears to some recent controversy surrounding Australian Super. The superannuation giant is facing a wave of criticism following its decision to reinvest nearly $400 million in Whitehaven Coal, seeming to backtrack from its net zero emissions commitment. Members are expressing disappointment, feeling the move contradicts the fund's commitment to environmental sustainability. An additional backlash is felt from advocacy groups and climate scientists, highlighting the discord with Australia's long-term climate objectives. In the face of criticism, Australian Super asserts it is sticking to a balanced roadmap towards net zero goals by 2050 while maintaining diverse investment avenues. Although financial gains are vital, this incident underscores the growing importance of harmonizing environmental responsibilities with such pursuits. Next, we take a quick flight across the Tasman Sea to our neighbors in New Zealand. Their housing market is experiencing a dramatic shift, with a significant nosedive following a COVID-19-induced surge. Housing prices, which once soared to dizzying heights, have finally seen a dip, making a much-needed relief to affordability. On the contrast, Australia continues with policies that maintain a strong demand side, keeping property prices elevated. The differing trajectories taken by these geographically close yet economically diverse nations makes for an interesting observation. Lastly today, we touch base with Australia's Generation Z and their financial habits. Moving away from traditional credit cards, the younger generation is being lured towards buy now, pay later options like Afterpay and Klarna. The appeal pivots around these platforms being seen as less risky due to capped structures and lack of interest fees, as well as attitudinal changes towards credit card usage. This change signifies an imminent transformation in financial service dynamics and indicates a potential need for regulation of these emerging services. And that's a wrap for today. Remember, for your needs in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estritori, and I will be back with more updates soon. Stay informed and take care.